Some crazy roll, like, you know, snapping. Easy snapping. Easy snapping. Easy snapping. You gonna cook you in my pot. That's the first kid they ever make in Jamaica. It's called Easy Snapping.
Mother, mother, Paul is three stairs up. The woman in the middle door hit me with a cup. Me nose is bleeding, me head is all cuss. Mother, mother, Paul is three stairs up. Mother, mother, Paul is, I broke me knee. You might catch me, brother, but you won't catch me.
Hello and welcome to this week's Easy Snapping Show. Hope you all had a good Christmas and Happy New Year. It's been a while since the last show. We had extended Christmas holidays. We opened the show with a poem from Dominic Behan, Brendan Behan's brother, and that's off an album called Streets of Song with Ewan McCall and Dominic Behan and some Scottish fella from years ago. Next up, we're going to have a tune from a band called Cherrywood from Melbourne, and they feature our good mate Rob, who plays double bass in the band, and he's just quit the band and he's on his way back to a hero's welcome in Ireland. So here's a tune from Cherrywood.
One, two, three, four. You haven't eaten smoke and trees. You walk dragging your feet. Head to the ground. Head to the ground. The earth calls for your knees. You once walked here with ease. Head to the ground.
Crazy what I put myself through. An educated black woman that actually finished school. But ain't nobody hiring. The job market is slow. So now you can catch me climbing up and sliding down somebody's pole. Now I'm in my cute outfit, showing a little ass, hoping that the next dude to walk in to spend a little cash, grinding on somebody's husband, shaking the fast for somebody's father. They don't care, so why should I bother? Cause power due, rent due, water too, so I'm just out here doing what the fuck I gotta do. Now, it's time for me to get on stage, rub up on my breast, cause the dope boy that's about to make it rain now, he's the one I'm trying to impress, showing more for less. This shit is depressing, cause she got three kids, but she got four. She gotta start tricking off, so now she's labeled as a whore, and the schoolgirl wanna get started, but she don't know what's in store. 5 months later, the schoolgirl knocked up by some knuckleheaded boy. The things we do just to get money. Watch them throw it in the air. Watch us crawl around like dummies. And every nigga in the club find that shit funny. Damn. It's kind of crazy what I put myself through. An educated black woman that actually finished school. But ain't nobody hiring. The job market is slow. So you can catch me climbing up and sliding down somebody's pole now. I'm working up a sweat. Ain't no money on stage. But here come this nigga talk about how much for the pussy because he want to pay. Get the fuck out my face. But what's even more upsetting is the things we do just to enhance. Ass injections, breast implants, just to give a $10 dance. I tried McDonald's. They said I was overqualified. So instead of me handing out a chicken biscuit, I'm in the club showing two pieces of the thigh. Damn. It's kind of crazy what we put ourselves through. Educated black women that actually finish school. But ain't nobody hiring. The job market is slow. So you can catch us climbing up and sliding down somebody's pole. Now, this ain't what I really wanted to do. This was never in the plan. But the book prices went up and tuition got out of hand and financial aid said you're not approved. So I had to reach in the pocket. So I really ain't had no choice but to back it up and drop it. I need to stop it. And one day, I will. But until someone in America starts hiring, that rain shower is going to pay my bills. Damn. It's kind of crazy what I put myself through. An educated black woman that actually finished school. Ain't nobody hiring. The job market is slow. But I thank God every day that this ain't the only thing I know.
That was Lonnie G from America, who's a photographer, with her poem, I Hate Stripping. And I think she managed to quit stripping in the end anyway. That's a brilliant poem. I don't know if she has any more. Hopefully she'll come out with a few more. Just found that on YouTube. Okay, next up we're going to take a tune, a brilliant tune, off the recently released Cosmos CD or Cosmos LP from Costello and DJ Moss Chops, and this is The Inca Curse.
Five-star hotel, city of Boga, that is 20 past 12. Out through the elevator doorsteps, Miguel Emmanuel. You'll be knowing damn well with the clan sales. Point bank and lieutenants in the farm, the Colombian cartel. Rich because of the way that the cards dealt. Move with an on the rise of Sicarios that's ready to start hell. The chaos that he causes, heartfelt. Let me tell you how the product puts this planet under a dark spell. In the jungles of Peru, Colombia, and Bolivia. Gross the coca leaf, make sure you listen in as I give you an insight to how the coke is manufactured. Poor farmers working makeshift laboratories around the clock. Evade and capture. Carlos has a shack with his wife and three kids. It would break your spirit if you ever seen how he lives. Has a tub full up of water, dry leaves and bleach. Three kids stamping on the mix in their bare feet. The substance filtered out the mix with diesel and kerosene. Skilled at the processes, people showed him at 17. Adds ammonia weights, then drains the waste. Separates the liquid in order to make the paste. But for as little as 1 year, you're keying full weight. Next process to make the powder from the cocaine sulfate. Carlos ain't got resources, but he works for some locals who transport the paste to the lads by the bowfuls. Production factories that all the cartels run. Type of place from which every pack and parcel comes. Protected by intense killers who began with guns. Part of a $1 billion trade, cause they market tons. When the pace is crystallized, jaw with doubles in price. pill G a key. Now we have to smuggle the weed on the coast of Colombia. It be 5 to 7. Increases the fort on North, the consignment's headed. It's why drug lords act just like gods of war, fighting for control of the cocaine corridors. Average price in America is close to 24. It offers huge rewards when you reach them shores, but be aware that it carries a negative bullet, cause it resulted in the death and the destruction of many lives. Think about the product if you sell it or snort it, cause somebody got extorted and lost their head for it. There's always a rival to go to war with. International criminals doing business to get it transported off the coast of Venezuela, Caribbean and Dutch Antilles, across the seas. European markets are demanding kids, so Miguel Emmanuel bought some old plans to fly to West Africa and bring our cocaine. A Uber a year, the excess of 25 funds. Every month they're completing over 9 runs. In Guinea-Bissau, John lives in the deprived slums, looking for work to survive, but he can find none. Till he's approached by a businessman in the community with slick clothes and jewelry, be offering opportunities, asking how would he like to travel and get paid. A 50 pellets of coke inside him the next day. Was in the airport when the stress came, had stomach and chest pains, hoping that he don't get X-rayed. Strolled past security and boarded the flight. If things go right, he reaches destination at night. Few hours later, arrived at the airport in Dublin, nervous as fuck as he walked through customs. Killed because the plan is on track, brought back to a safe house by a Nigerian contact. Sent into a dark room with an empty bucket. Now he has to shit out every single pellet from his stomach. They clean the contents, break it down and cut it. Now the product's ready for consumption by the Irish public. Small loaders broke down and goes round the hometown into the hands of Michelle, a well-known co-pound. Young, famous and beautiful, she's living a glamour life, addicted to the sniff cause it's a press on her appetite. Before the night out, was delivered a quarter rosé, starting to sniff her brains out at a slow speed. Proceeds to snort up the lines till her nose bleeds. Great cause cardiac arrest as she OD'd. Me and Will John was forced to do it again, bringing a lot more weight, was just a mule to his friends. Ironically, on the same day Michelle got buried, John died mid-flight cause some pellets exploded in his belly. His body was cut open, examined and sent home. His family too poor to afford a headstone. Let the story ring through your ears with a dead tone, cause back in the Colombian jungle it's a red zone. Carlos work's become a lot more dangerous, now the raids are spontaneous and forces are closing in the radius. His family flooded, the illegal aliens fled the country cause they were hungry and afraid of the assailant. Deep into the forest where he tried to hide, the army shot him dead for walking his 9 to 5. Manuel was busted and serving time and so it was through this period when Miguel began to rise. Greed went to his head, he had a plan to voice. Couldn't take over till his right hand man had died, so he thought it'd be worse to blank his checks. That night in prison Manuel got shanked to death, only saw the light with his last grasp of breath. The negativity of this product and its mass effect.
That was Costello and DJ Moss Chops with the Inca Curse off their recently released album Cosmos. Get that if you can. There's lots of other good tunes on it. And also check out DJ Moss Chops stuff. He's got an album as well, which you can get online. There's a gig coming up soon. It's Jambo, Costello, GI, Danny Rhymes, Ricocheted, and the Fifth Element, plus guests in the Workman's Club, Friday, 17th of January, and it's only €5 admission, so get along to that if you can. Next up, we're going to take another little Dublin street song from Dominic Behan off that album, Streets of Song.
Hack ball, bore a hole, push a tough into the coal, when he shouts for his granny, tell him that he hasn't any.
Well, that was short and sweet. That was Dominic Behan again. Next up, we're going to take some Basque hip-hop off a group called Goenexa Anaic. And this is a deadly tune, but I haven't got a clue what they're on about. The only words I can make out on this tune is Lady Gaga.
Opa Amerikarra pikutara, laga, pikutara jetzi pikutara Lady Gaga. Opa Amerikarra pikutara, laga, pikutara jetzi pikutara Lady Gaga. Opa Amerikarra pikutara, laga, pikutara jetzi pikutara Lady Gaga. Haiek baino txarrakorik balda, ez dutan belarritan egiten dite zanda.
Begira, melkatara atzen faltsukeria, arira, ardia zaraz jazten azeria. Tira, kakau txatzuten duten musika, mas medias gutaz jabetuzi para Amerika. Kontua, jiko bada, zapatzen zapaldol kultura, oiua, ez erez dugunean zerura. Bota kantua, infinituan daukagu elmuga, flowa, benetako rapa elduda. Tito enzin deitzea duzu merezi, zuen ata aiena zaborke jegi. Bertso jopa ritmo kapea ez azilegi, zuen kontra jokatzea baita errazegi. Ta alternatiba moduan txot narroka, hori sinisteko merkea dago koka. Aiena otan mila musika mota, originala direla kaso, burutik jota.
Zero zaborre Lady Gaga, hori baino zaborrak gori ba aldan oraino iriz daitekeen moda droga. Badakigu sombra gizartea loda, kartel batean bihar denak bilbora. Nafarroa dagakoa, Nafarroa gora, nori gatoz ez dakit nora goaz nora. Zaborrez beterik dugu barren agaren arez holdan, ez eta soluzioa ez den isolatzea bordan. Sisteman ere isolaturik, zuloan bildua kabilduaren goba. Urren atxetean aurkako bideoan Jon Cobra.
Pop Amerikarra pikutara, laga, pikutara Jesse, pikutara Lady Gaga. Pop Amerikarra pikutara, laga, pikutara Jesse, pikutara Lady Gaga. Pop Amerikarra pikutara, laga, pikutara Jesse, pikutara Lady Gaga. Haiek baino txarrakorik bada, entzutan belarritan egiten dite zanda.
Bizitzak muturrekoa eman zidan, euskal kulturan asko diruite jordidan. Abesti hau sartu arte zure listan, kupida gabe sutxutu arte artistak. Detektibek faltan dituzte pista, bilatu gaitzak ezue azkeneko kriptan. Tita batean idatzita, tita zuen eta gurea bereizita. Tita gure bila dator telebista, tita ezagua sola begi biztan. Tita zure ondaren txasilik ban, tita nolakoa den nire rapa big ban.
Diozu zure ana punka, baina da popa, iturriko urez beteta luxuzko popa, ni jantzi dut mezua, zu jantzi arropa. Nik dakart musika, zuke karri tropa, ez da enbidia ez zaite zela tropa. Zure arrakastarik ez dut niretzat topa, nahiago dut etxean bakarrik beti lanian. Beti dudatan nire miserian, baina urrun zu bandik entzun eta plop, akabo zure pompa eta topan zure porrotagatik espektakulu ederra bai. Ez zait inporta, nahiago dut ikusi borborka nire horta.
Amerikarra pikutara, laga, pikutara Jesse, pikutara Lady Gaga. Pop Amerikarra pikutara, laga, pikutara Jesse, pikutara Lady Gaga. Pop Amerikarra pikutara, laga, pikutara Jesse, pikutara Lady Gaga. Haiek baino txarrakorik bada, entzutan belarritan egiten dite zanda.
Nire anaiak onean baino, obe txarrean zuen mikroak onean baino. Obe ofean isilik obekizen baimik, kondenatzen ditut ikimilik, ilik, ilik, ilik. Txosnan festa musika, azelana, zaborra udantzatzen maite minduzen zure ama. Zuen fama, gure zama, hemen ere zenbatek izena, ze gutxik izana. Zenbat pose eta jendea goze, sonido ona eta gainera ozen. Asko kontxigna gogo eta bakana, estribillo bat orain lehen pintada zana. Batzuk uste dute gurea dela zaborra, ez garela euskaldun onak horra. Egia da ez naiz bertxotan ona, nik ez baitakit zerbait ongi hasi eta bukatzen. Baina hemen libreako nabil kantatzen, zeba bertxolarik einen du raponekin amets. Espero nik euskal musika ez ondoratzea, ondoratu zun bezala Petermanek alabez. Gu entzutearen euskaraz hasiko telopez, batzuk euskaraz abesten ongi geratzeko espez. Baina bai kantatze euskarari amaika bat kolpe, guk mezurik ez omen ez alduzu lertzen torpe. Euskaraz egitea baino mezu zuzena gorik baute.
So that was Goyenetz Nayak with a tune called Zabor Zabor Geheji. I can't speak Basque anyway, so I don't know. Good tunes anyway. I think they play all the instruments on those tunes as well. Great production. Next up, we're going to take another Basque themed tune. I was looking up these tunes because I was DJing at a Basque Prisoner Solidarity night the other night there in Shomersbury. This is a great tune. It's off an album called Uskil Heria Jamaica Sound Clash, and this one features the great Jamaican toaster U-Roy.
It's a vibe between Jamaica and Basque Country. Yeah.
Sentito esa se musicao, un golputzan, el ritmo ahora que era mango, viste dimensiona.
Chilio.
Yeah, Euskal Herria, Jamaica Clash, burrum batuko dulurra.
Wow. Hey, when I say, this is J.A., we're doing the vibes in the Basque Country. Hey, hey, so this is J.A.,
wow.
So we're vibing in the Basque Country.
Wasi da izan zen, es
scratch bat Gerai torri sem big bang ya Da her ke tan heraldo ya Su lo benzetik su bola Euskar planeta espazio han Ta de ge boi sem balo ya Bierrien arteko talka Sustaietatik elduka Iru jokeita bian Gula zer bate ham Independentzia Mofaia Euskar herria Jamaika klasiti Bierien arteko topaketa Euskar herria Jamaika klas Oberena etortze hartakoetan Euskar herria Jamaika klas Kiston ere baina farroa baita Euskal herria Jamaika klas Sakanako panterak marun lehoiak Bada gure hau dazkena Udan usta elkarlana White living, welcome to haide Gudi jogu ongi etorri Kontatu hau humehei Geure nortasunare utzi Elara zindarra Eska musika Independentzia Euskal herria Jamaika klas Jamaika ikusteko jaioa gara Euskal herria Jamaika klas Nazioateko honetan fondo hau espan Euskal herria Jamaika klas Sorteko dekonstruktivismo dapa Euskal herria Jamaika klas Gizartea eraldatzeko lan abeza
All I bring to keep you rockin' and swing. Don't be like a puppet from a string. 'Cause I will tell you why, baby, cool. And it's a J.A. style. The bass country way, young.
You. I tell you. All right, that was Euskal Herria. Jamaica Sound Clash featuring Uroy. Next up, we're going to take another tune from the Delegators' last album, Delegators' debut album, All Aboard. And this tune is called I Don't Mind.
Yeah.
Okay, that was the fantastic Delegators from London with their tune I Don't Mind off their album All Aboard. And we're talking to someone about trying to bring them over for a few gigs. So if you might be interested in putting them on, get in touch. Yeah, it'd be great to see them over here. Next up, we've got a poem from folk singer David Rovich, who's he's meant to be coming over here to do a short tour in the next few weeks. I've never seen him, but some of his stuff sounds good, and there's a blog with pretty much all his stuff up for free download, and it's categorized by the topic of the songs. Anyway, this is a poem he has about the smelliest microphone he ever had to deal with doing a gig in Copenhagen.
The House of the People was built in 1898. In Danish, that's Folketshuset. It was a union hall, first rate. In the 1970s, it fell into disrepair. And in 82, it got squatted by kids with spiky hair. It became a punk rock social center and left wing to the core. Since I came to Copenhagen, I did shows there by the score. But the first time that I played there, I was nearly felled by the most disgusting microphone I have ever smelled. As I approached the mic stand and took in a deep breath, I was overpowered by the rotting stench of death. I managed to recover and make it through the set, but if there's a stinkier mic than that one, I haven't smelled it yet. Between anarchists and government, it's not an easy dance. And when a Christian sect bought Ungdomshuset, the state jumped at the chance. The cops landed on the roof in the middle of the night, filled the place with tear gas, and geared up for a fight. Masked workers came from Poland. They were taken to that spot. And guarded by police, they then destroyed the squat. But as the smoke was rising, I thought, well, at least, that really stinky microphone would be thankfully deceased. And as the smoke was rising, I thought about those nights, a room packed full of nose rings glittering in the lights, everybody smoking all kinds of different things, and the stinkiest mic through which I've ever tried to sing. There were weekly demonstrations with kids about to lose it. They said, "The government took our building. Give us a new Ungdomshuset." There were protests. There were riots. There were burning barricades. There were politicians looking on at the mess they'd made. 30 squatters were in prison. And when I was back in town, we went there to visit, at the edge of Copenhagen. I got on the sound truck, and I began to strum. And I was suddenly accosted by the smell of someone's bum. It was then I realized, without a single doubt, that microphone had been rescued. Someone had gotten it out. Here it was before me, a reminder of the past, before cops and helicopters came and filled the place with gas. After quite a lot of struggle, the kids got another squat. And the punks are back in Denmark, whether you like it or not. It's a movement that inspired folks, wherever they may be found. For example, in Malmö, just across the Sound, where someone opened a museum to recall struggles far and near, where sitting on a shelf, I observed with cheer a thing so noxious and repulsive that it took my breath away. The world's most offensive microphone was now Exhibit A. That mic had been retired and was now beyond rebuke after years of service amid the cigarettes and puke, and it should surely have a place. Perhaps you feel the same if someday someone opens the Punk Rock Hall of Fame.
That was David Rovich with the Ungdomshuset microphone, and that's pretty funny. Fair play to everyone at the time who was fighting to keep that building going. A lot of people from Ireland were over there involved in the fight to save it, but alas, it was to no avail. What have we got next? Oh yeah, this is a deadly tune. Kansas City Prophets featuring the one and only Linton Kwesi Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the Kansas City Prophets, which is a guy from London, and the great Linton Kwesi Johnson. And I got to see Linton Kwesi Johnson once doing his poetry down in Waterford, and was brilliant. He's quite old now, but he hasn't mellowed out one bit. I thought it was amazing how you could go and see a poet, and I don't know, he's still a very angry, intense guy, and actually after it you felt like going and smashing some shit up. But yeah, that's a good tune anyway. That's released on Kaboogie, which is a record label from Dublin, and thanks a million to Declan from Kaboogie for sending me on that track. You're listening to the Easy Snapping Show on radioactiveinternational.org. I keep forgetting to say those little ident things. Now, what have we got next? Oh yeah, something different again. This is Cold War. Cold War from Dublin with their song Give It Some Hatred off their demo tape, their first demo tape from around 2000. And with the Brayo, with Brayo playing drums when they were kind of a bit more punk metal. Nowadays they've gone full scale, I don't know what you want to call it. Death metal? I don't know. Black metal? Couldn't tell you. Can't keep up with it. But yeah, they were a brilliant band, and they're still really good live, but yeah, featuring Skinny, of course. Rest in peace, Skinny, who was in Coitus, Cold War, Paranoid Visions, and lots of other bands, and he was a lovely guy. Sadly passed away a few years ago. Okay, next up, we're going to play some tunes from a band from New York. Their singer Spike sent me some tunes. This is Sewage.
Sewage.
So that was Sewage with, I'm not sure the name of the song, but it's either called Sewage or Sewage High Def. I couldn't tell you, but Spike, the singer there, sent me a really good band biography, and sound like they lived through some colourful times. The band started in 1991 on the Lower East Side, Manhattan, and they were squatting for years, and they actually played some gigs with people like Cypress Hill, and they also ended up playing at the last ever Gigi Allen gig, which I'd say was a bit of a laugh. And Spike also asked me to mention some of their upcoming gigs, which are around New Jersey, and I'm just going to read where these gigs are now. The Ella Lounge on Friday, January 17th. January 18th at Dingbats in New Jersey with the Independents and the Half-Witted Dogs. And the last show is January 25th in Jersey at a venue called 99 Cents. So check out Sewage online or go to the gigs if you're in Jersey, and thanks a million to Spike for sending me the tunes. We'll definitely play more in the next few weeks. What have we got next? Let's have a look. Oh yeah, a lovely some real Shannos. This is the pure drop, the real thing.
Greetings from Groblin, so gormless and grey. The graveyard of gobshites, a grim gravy train. So Google in Grimetown and gasp at the greed. Get away from the gridlock in the grasp of gum beans. Inglorious garbage, so grubby and grim. Full of grey geriatrics, all gargled on gin. So ghoulish in gangland, so grisly and gross. Going gaga in Groblin in the garden of gore. The gathering of goblins and garter recruits, so gormless and gutless and grievous too. Not a glimmer of glory generates from this grime, full of gullible gangrene who gripe as they grind. So gnash all you gnarlers and growl with your guns, get a grip on your groaning, get down with the glum in the grey gruesome gallery of ghoulish grenades. Gone the ground are the gremlins who gazumped all we gained. Now it's grey days in Groblin and the government galls as we grimace in greyness and no glamour at all. all the gaudy are godless and gaggle like geese. In this grim generation, get a gut full of grief. So grizzle on in ghost town growth and glide past in the gloom. In ghost estates, the ghastly gaze is gnawing on the gruel. In grimness and in general, this ground has gone to jail. Galore with goons and gobbledoons as the Green Brigade goes bray. The once gold goose laid golden eggs, now legged it gone to Ghana. With gartered guts getting out of the groove, God forbid, no illusions of grandeur. In grimy grove where greasy groats are gawking, glazed and glaring, begrudgingly they glimpse at me, the goon squad generation. They gurn and gloat like billy goats, get gargled for the grindstone. Good gracious, no, I've got to go or get gore by gesticulation. So good night to gentry and goodbye to grace. Good riddance to gorgeous and grand. In gross and in grubby, in gargoyles and ghouls, aghast and aggrieved once again. So grab you some greenbacks, get a grip on some gold. Genuflect God is great and he'll grant you your goals. So go for the glory and forget all that guilt. It's the old gov grand greed and he's greasing the grill. Get away from the grumblers, the grumpy and grillers. In disguise they're grotesque to the gills. It's gore to the core where the beer goggles glow. It's engranged and deranged on the grill. It gets me all gruesome, there's no guarantee that a break from the grindstone so grey. In this godless Gomorrah, the grime from the gutter, bread germs, guillotines and more graves. Gin fisted by gargle, going green in the grass. Gigantic Goliath is gunned down and gassed as Garter Gilhooly goes gathering gripes. In the glass Nevin graveyard, the gold still survive. In old grindstone, it's gobbledygook and Gaelic mixed with grunting. The grey town grazers are germinated. Oh God, grant me grace, guile and gumption. In Great Town Gethsemane, a ginkgo is king. A gimp from Glasnevin, all garnished with bling. A God Squad gyrator with gold leather ring. In the graveyard of gophers, he gets up to sing. Go straight from the get-go, get out of this grime. Get grieving, get even, get ginkgo tonight. Regression, digression, aggression is nigh. Progression is gruesome, gombine in my sight. God, God bless us and grave us. The Gestapo are here. In the ghettos of gangland, the ghettos of gangland, the ghettos of gangland, goose stepping on gear. God bless us and grave us. The Gestapo are here. In the ghettos of gangland, goose stepping on gear. There are grinches and gunsmiths all gunning for me. In this grime ridden gulag, going grey in the green. So goodbye from grumbling, I'm sure you'll agree. It's grim getting grimmer in the graveyard of greed. From the grouches and groaners gathering grime endlessly, it's good riddance to Godhead and good day from me. Oh.
That was Deco from Paranoid Visions and Strychnine DC and wherever else you may know him from, the Foggy Jew. with his beautiful Shandor song. I don't know, does he have a name on that? Greytown, Grimville, Gargumption, Gargoyle song or something like that. I just robbed that off the internet as well, but that's pretty good. So thanks to Deco for letting me rob that. Well, he doesn't know I robbed it, so hopefully he doesn't mind. Next up, and to close off the show, if you made it this far, fair play to you. Gonna take a tune from boys from out west, Deviant and Naive Ted. This is more pure Irish trad. What's your man's name? Oh, that feckin' accordion player who was slagging off the Pogues. I can't remember his name now anyway. The guy who called the Pogues music an abortion. He'd love this anyway. So, here we go.
Let me away. We all drink whiskey.
Beauty that will pass. This beauty will pass and change, will die and be no more, and die.
To kowtow positively, put the poison in with the truth, and to not get the sickness or just get well, letting less in or some for feeling that chips old sin. Word spreading on the self deception. Now I see the sense of mission to come and running, but you know what? They cannot do nothing. Too much time spent sitting around moaning and sulking again. A big talk of one of my adrenaline stocks having me hulking. Don't get me angry, for you'll know nothing of me when I'm angry, cause I handle swiftly and calmly. Yeah, you might say decisive. I've had it be once or twice in life, and by God, you know what? I always liked it. If I put the world's way back on my shoulders, maybe I can stop the walls closing in like rolling boulders. Tactics of the military can seem theoretically just so easy to me. Publicly assassinate my rhetoric technicians. Irons were told different irons, but you might still have to deal with the families, even if you don't the soldiers. Now I'm telling you about what kind of told ya. Of a cultivated persecution complex, helping to complicate a hell of a lot of actions, a lot less. Don't believe me, and that version of reality. Stretch your arm out to the left, look it in the eye sockets and ask your death. Look it in the eye sockets and ask your death. Hey boys, watch your man, make a problem, all in the end. Hey boys, watch your man, make a problem, all in the end. More war today, more war. What was just one word away, one word war. Feel the breaking, the disintegration. I read somewhere these close relations are just putting the knife in.
So that was Deviant and Naive Ted off their Send in the Hounds 12 inch, which you can still get in All City and off the band or whatever. We have just have time for one more tune, so thanks to anyone for listening, especially if you listened this far. We're going to try and get the show back on a bit regular. Send us in tunes if you like, send us in gigs if you want them mentioned. I know there's a few punk gigs coming up in the next few weeks in Shomer's Bree and in the Hut in Phippsborough. Lots going on as usual, but we're going to close off the show with a tune called No Passer On from a band called About Some Precious Oldies, a brilliant ska rocksteady band from Bordeaux in France. Check them out if you get the chance. Thanks for listening. Goodbye.